On a fantastic Friday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear. Welcome to Night Tracks Radio. Today's artist spotlight, two creative artists, each phenomenal thespians in their own right. The captivating Renaissance woman, of course, Britt Olsen Ecker, and of course, the voice, Lord have mercy, Melissa Wimbish, joining us today. New hit single, 3 years in the making. Blast. It will melt your ears. Thank you, my queens, for joining us today.
Oh, wow. That was the best introduction I think we've ever had.
Nice.
I know. I'm smiling so hard. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is well deserved. You know what? It's like Bob Dylan. The answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. You hit us like a meteor, and all of a sudden, you just disappeared. What happened? I don't like to use the term fans because it sounds so generic. So many family members and people who love your music. What were you doing in the last 3 years to deprive us of such therapeutic music?
That's a great question.
Need the money.
Yeah, exactly. Saving up to have a release like this and to really present it in the way we want to present it, which is like what we're doing right now.
Well, I'm glad. You know what? One of the things that I truly love about both of you, you've never been shy to push the envelope. And the backstory about this particular song, when you touched, especially me being here in Houston, and I read the backstory about the song, I said, okay, we're going here. And I said, but wait a minute, that doesn't surprise me because anything less from you two creative individuals, it wouldn't surprise me. So I wanted to ask, what was the thought process going back into the studio and creating the song?
Would you take this one?
Sure, I will. Well, you gave such a great introduction about it, about our collaboration with Peabody. So I'm gonna try to extract that from what we discussed yesterday. But we've been talking about the process of working with Peabody students. Both Britt and I attended Peabody Conservatory for vocal training, and we've been invited back to now record as a band with their graduate students who are learning how to record and work with different people, like, you know, classical artists, but also artists who perform in bands. So in the process of working with these folks, we decided to present this song, Blast, for the class, because we thought we just wanted some more time. We had 4 weeks or five weeks to really take our time and decide what we wanted to do. So we used this opportunity to really hone in on what we wanted the song to feature. And we had a lot of time to include some of our friends who we wanted to collaborate with and to experiment. And we also got to work with a producer who really kind of validated our impulses in the studio in ways that we weren't expecting. We sort of went in there feeling kind of like these underdogs, and it was great to work with this individual because we felt so empowered, and he has so much experience and has worked with stars, and it was nice to feel like one in this process.
Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed in previous interviews that you have given, the word that sticks out to me the most is being respected for the craft that you bring. And working with someone like David Rosenthal, being able to pull and have somebody that really truly understands the creative aspects as far as what you're looking for in a sound, what kind of wonderful effect did that have over you in an overall studio setting to know that you actually have someone that says, you know, we're not going to put you in a box, to have that level of freedom, creative freedom to do whatever you want to do.
Oh, he was so confident.
I remember being so nervous walking into that first session. Like, this is Billy Joel's music director. Like, he programs his own keyboard sounds. Like, he's the top of his game, top of the craft. And we had a class with him before. So we're in the studio again with him this year, which is really exciting. And we had a session with the new class this past January, where he was so complimentary. And he was so supportive, and he said, you know, he validated our professionalism. We are professionals. And I think sometimes it's taken a long way for us to kind of get to that area, or to even that mindset of like, we are really good at what we do. We have to project that and exude that. And especially in the studio, which is always going to be really hard in the studio.
Britt, your eye for photography is incredible.
Thank you.
Melissa, Lord have mercy. Your one woman show, your vocal prowess is incredible. Both of you are so creative and have so many things going in so many different directions. I said, it was amazing to me that you actually found time to get in the studio and work on this music. You know, we have a tendency to be a little bit selfish, a little bit greedy here in the States. Now we want more. We have the single. You've blessed us with an appetizer. When can we expect an EP or an album from you?
I think we're working on one for fall or early winter release. That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Women empowerment. Do you feel this was free? Please, I implore this. Free and say whatever you want to say. I want to ask you as far as, do you feel that women now are being more respected in the music industry than they were, let's say, I'll go 7 years ago?
No.
Okay.
It's all for show.
It's all for show.
Everything that artists were promised, especially during the pandemic, especially artists who are not white, is all fucking show. All these people wanted to do was look like they were adhering to this kind of this cry for inclusion and diversity. So all these, major companies especially, but it's not just the major companies, it's many smaller companies too, and organizations and festivals. They all played lip service for as long as they needed to, and then stopped, or never did, or never did anything. They were just like, oh, that, whatever, this will pass.
Yeah, the numbers, they don't lie in terms of studio, who's producing. It's still very low when it comes to like representation for women or other groups. So we're seeing some, but not and as much as there needs to be, I think, in both of our opinions.
Not enough.
I'm glad that you said that, because I've been doing this now for almost close to 20 years. And I've always said that the lack of respect, the lack of diversity, and I'm not talking about color. To me, color is a small, minute fraction of what's taking place, or what's the lack of taking place in the music industry. You have a lot of talented women out there. I like to call artists, well-round artists, who are not getting the creative nurturing, creative respect that they deserve. And that's why I'm so thrilled to have both of you ladies on here, because the creative process and your theatrical shows are incredible. Your live performances are incredible. And I've seen some, I said, wow, I'm dating myself. I go back to Meat Loaf. Boy, I'm really dating myself a little bit. I'm really dating myself. Meat Loaf's live shows, his whole theatrical performances were incredible. And I see both of you are so diverse, but it's something magical when you two guys come together. What is it like when you kind of bounce ideas off of one another?
Oh, it's so refreshing to write music with Melissa. I think we both agree that there's like this great energy that we have together. We both collaborate in a way that supports the other person. But yeah, I mean, also it's really hard because music is so personal and art is so personal, but I love this collaboration. It's like, it brings me life. It brings me everything. So it's so important to me.
The interviews that I've seen you give, Britt, you remind me so much. Your whole vibe reminds me so much of Melissa Etheridge. You really do. You have that kind of.
I love her.
You really do. You have that vibe. It's like something magical when you two are together. I mentioned earlier about doing side projects and being able to kind of venture out on your own. And this question is from Melissa. What kind of feeling do you have when you have an opportunity to perform on a stage play, to have that level of connection with the audience?
Oh, it's, I mean, that's, we live for that. All the bullshit work we have to do kind of behind the scenes.
Right.
Is that all? It's so fun. And it's the time when you can finally, for the most part, I mean, the goal is always to stop analyzing when you're performing, right? It's like that you're not thinking about your technique. You're not thinking about it. You know, you're so dialed in at that point. You trust that you've prepared. And there's just nothing like, I noticed this actually in the past several weeks of doing different performances. Wow, I have no anxiety right now when I'm performing, you know, especially if I feel really prepared and I'm working with good people. And that's like, thank God, any moments that I can have no anxiety are a blessing.
Right.
Yeah. So it's such a great, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like performing. And especially when you've really put the work in, it's your reward.
The short period of time that I've had an opportunity to converse with both of you, this is what I've noticed. Britt is very laid back. Melissa, you analyze and you're a perfectionist to the fifth level.
Oh my God,
that's
funny. And I'm,
I thought I was the laid back one. I thought I was a perfectionist.
There's different levels. And Melissa is on another level of being a perfectionist. How long do you analyze things? Do you ever go back and look at a performance where you say, you know what? I should have did this or I should have did that. This could have been better. This note. Yeah, I should have did that note a little bit in more of an octave range. How critical are you as far as testing your boundaries as a vocalist and also as a performer?
I try to be, I mean, I definitely analyze and I'm a perfectionist and I go back and listen to some things, but I really try to be kind to myself, especially if I know I felt really good on stage. Because what's the point? I mean, I analyze, you know, my voice lessons, and then while I'm rehearsing, I'll reference those things. But I try not to obsess about performances too much and go back and watch in a way that's like critical, because there's, again, you're responding to the audience. Every performance, it's so different from rehearsal for me. I mean, some people say you've got to perform like you or rehearse like you're performing, and I aim for that, but there's no fucking way. I mean, audience is a huge part of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, why I will choose to make an ugly sound that I might not make in a voice lesson or in a rehearsal. Anyway, that's kind of a very long response to, I try not to be too critical of performances and just let it be, enjoy it. And there's live performances are live for a reason. Fuck ups happen and it's about how you recover, just like waiting tables. Mm.
Yes. This is true. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined today, of course, by the exceptionally talented Britt Olsen Ecker, of course, Melissa Wimbush, Alcohol's new hit single, Blast. I remember there was a time, and I must be really old, there was a festival called the Yes Festival that used to take place all the time and gave great artists like yourself a venue to perform, to showcase their talents. And I'm seeing a lot of that just kind of dissipate over the years, where you don't have those different outlets anymore. And I wanted to ask you, how important is it for you being artists to have complete creative control over your music, your masters, your copyright? How important it is that you really understand the business side of the music industry?
That's so important. We've worked in situations where we've had less creative control over our music, whether it's composing for a film or another project. And it's very challenging, naturally, because you're working with somebody who has an expectation and they need a product. And we've risen to the occasion and we've excelled, of course, in that regard. And I also do think that those instances are really helpful for us to be in our creative pursuits, to be like, okay, we are adaptable enough that we can do something like this. But we are in a really, I mean, in some ways I'm like, I lament that we don't have a label. I lament that we don't have bigger representation, but we have complete control over what we do. We can write our own music. We can record where we want to record. We can release when we want to release. There's no timeline. So in my opinion, it's working right now very well. And I think with all of our knowledge that we've gained over the years, it can only get better, and we can only make better decisions as we keep going.
It would be hard for me to even envision you two creative individuals being collective ever signing a record deal, because you're never going to relinquish your creative control. I think it's better for you to be independent artists, because you stand by what you believe in. And I detest the word pop duo. What is that's a label? I don't know where that label was created for. Pop, artists, just mm-hmm. artists. They yeah. like to put art, they like to put names and put different artists in boxes. You have no boxes. You guys are like two asteroids just ready just to blow up anything and everything that's
asteroids. I love that. I mean,
it stands in your way. Blast. Now, for the listeners out there and the people that are tuning in that don't know the backstory of Lord have mercy. Lissa Nowak. She had a moment where she was really, really upset. I mean, we've all experienced it. Makes no difference what gender you are. We've all experienced that moment where we've kind of made a left turn to Albuquerque. And I wanted to ask you, what made you touch that particular subject?
I remember learning about her story, and we all heard it on the news. And then I have this little synthesizer module, and I was like going through all these noises. And then there was a really spacey sound that inspired me to be like, oh, we should this could be the sound that inspires the story and the song. And Melissa and I agreed that we didn't want to write the song as this, oh, here's the story. We rather chose to write from her perspective, because I think there's something very fascinating about the fact that she was an astronaut. Extremely smart, very, very specific training. You're going into space, and then something like this, like a nervous breakdown or whatever happened, upended everything in that regard. So we've all had moments like that. And we were like, this is just such an interesting story. And we want to expand on that. What was she thinking?
Yeah. And love can fuck up everything.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Nobody is safe.
Again, I've always said, you can never mix love and common sense in the same. Because you're dealing with two separate emotions. And when you're dealing with an emotional, when you're involving love and feelings get involved, you can't expect rational decision making. And that's one of the things that I love about your music, because your music isn't rational. It's irrational. It's gender breaking. It's no holds bars, or like you would like to say, Melissa, we kick ass. We take names. We do what we have. We get on stage and do it for you. Again, we are so glad that you have some new music out. Of course, the new hit single Blast is available as we speak. So let your fingers do the walking. Make sure you go on Apple, iTunes, and if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. Now, what can we expect as far as live performances? Because we want to make sure that so many of our listeners and supporters have the opportunity to see both of you perform.
Absolutely. So we've got a performance coming up in Washington, D.C. on April 23rd at 7:30 at the Westchester. They have a concert series there. And we're going to be presenting a 25-minute traditional classical recital, which will not be boring. It will have a really great, the text of the classical music is going to relate to the text of the Outcall set. And then we have a performance at the Remington Festival, RemFest, here in Baltimore on May 11th. We also are performing at the Chamber Queer Festival in Brooklyn on June 15th. And we're going to be remounting our Release the Gowns show, which will be songs from our latest album, Greatest Hits, but we will also update the vignettes, which were scripted, and the songs, so that we are including some more new material in the show.
Okay, I can dig it. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by their official website. That's at www.outcallsband.com. Separate question for each one of you. Melissa, if you can get in Doctor Who's time machine and go back 10 years ago, ooh, and you had an opportunity to have a conversation with yourself to help you get better prepared for this journey, mm-hmm, what kind of wisdom would you give to yourself to help yourself be better prepared?
That's a great question. I think I'd give myself a hug and say, try not to be so down on yourself. You're doing enough, and trust in your friendship. And that's why this works so well.
And of course, the captivating Brit. If you had an opportunity to change a certain aspect of your personality, what would it be?
It's a great question. I think it would be not to care so much what other people think, which I feel like I'm way better at that now. don't worry so much, because you're doing the right thing. This is good, and you're making good art, and you are talented. Mm-hmm. So,
couldn't have said it any better myself. My loves, it was an honor having you on the show. This is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know. I love both of you. Respect both of your talent. Congratulations, and thank you for allowing us to be a part of your journey. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Such a pleasure.
It really was. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Melissa, go out there and kick some ass, my love. Lord have mercy. The super talented Outcalls here on Night Tracks Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by on their official website. That's at www.outcallsband.com. They also have some separate individual website for Melissa's official website. That's at melissawimbush.com. Get all of her individual latest updates as far as touring, plays of that nature. And also, again, as I mentioned earlier, Britt is a professional photographer, an exceptional photographer. So stop by her official website. That's at Britt Olsen Ecker, ecker.com/portraits. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the teddy bear to help you tune out all the negativity on a fantastic and blessed Friday. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered. Be sure to stop by our official website. That's our YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe there. That's at youtube.com/Night Tracks with two X's. That's at Night Tracks Radio Podcast. Also on iHeartRadio, where we are currently streaming live, same handle. That's at Night Tracks with two X's, Night Tracks Radio. Also on Spotify. And if you want to follow us to get all the latest updates, stop by, support us on Facebook, same handle. That's at facebook.com/Night Tracks Radio, the same handle for TikTok as well as Instagram to get all the latest updates. Without you, there's no me. And as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. God bless.